y'all MLM haters can keep on hating. Say what you want to say.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hampton.
And I'm Allegra Frank. And you're listening to ICYMI.
In case you missed it,
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
And Allegra is back.
I am. It's the same Allegra Frank you may remember.
Yes, for our newer listeners, Allegra was our editor way back in, when did you leave? May,
yeah.
This year?
Feels like forever ago, but it was
feels
like 2 months
ago. So long
ago. I know. It's a new era, new dawn.
Truly. I mean, your new dawn, new era includes being an entertainment editor at the Daily Beast. And honestly, you've always been an internet culture genius and the absolute light of my life. And I'm so excited to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Rachel. I'm so excited to be back on my favorite podcast.
You have to say that.
You're paying me to say that. So.
We are paying you. We do pay our guest hosts. I would like to say that. Did you miss us?
I did. Well, I missed you. I don't even remember who you were with before. Whatever her name was. I remember. I missed Rachel Hampton of ICYMI fame. The solo
no one
host.
Else. There was never any other host.
I never listened to that show. If there was anyone else, I don't even know who it is.
Of course, we are talking about the gaping absence that is Madison leaving me for an incredible job that we can now talk about. She is the new internet culture reporter for the style section at the New York Times, which I guess is a good enough reason to leave me behind. Usually when Madison's gone, I feel like it's very much like the cat's away, the mice are playing, aka we start talking about Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. Which but is like, that could be the whole show now if you wanted.
I honestly, we're pivoting to, in case you missed it, colon on Tumblr. Except not today, because we're not talking about Tumblr today, because for some reason I'm not actually using Madison's absence to its absolute highest potential and sowing the most chaos I could possibly sow.
Disappointed, but I do feel like we have something exciting to talk about from what you told me.
Yes, we do. Today's episode is actually inspired by a question from a lovely ICYMI listener, Angela, who very kindly sent us a voice note.
Hi, Rachel and Madison. Longtime ICYMI guy, first time caller. Could you please discuss the new MLM Elomere and the social media pre-launch for Access Clarity? It smells like a scamception, scam and a scam. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela, for that voice note. For the phrase scamception, scam and a scam, I might have gone for scam Ouroboros, but I love your version too. So I had never heard of Elomere Access Clarity. Important to note that Clarity has an umlaut over the A, which is those two little dots, though it doesn't seem to change the pronunciation, so it's really there for vibes. But had you heard of this vibes-only company, Allegra?
I absolutely had not heard of this vibes-only company, and I'm sorry that I have now, because it is whack.
It really is. It was shocking and also not surprising if you know anything about MLMs or multi-level marketing schemes like LuLaRoe or Herbalife, Avon, Mary Kay, whatever, which is a business where the primary product isn't the actual product, but the sellers who buy the product and recruit other sellers. But even by the standards of MLMs, Elomere's, as Allegra so eloquently put it, whack.
Yeah, I'm excited to delve into the sheer whackness with Elomere Access Clarity right after a short break, when we're going to dive into the wild world of Elomere and explain what hitting the strip means and also discuss the similarities between cults and MLMs.
More on that after a break.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're back with Elamir, except not really, because neither one of us is actually going to buy into this particular scam. Have I bought into other scams? Yes. Don't ask me the size of my skincare collection.
I was going
to
say, there are definitely scams even we have fallen for, but we'll get into that. So, okay, Rachel, what exactly is Elamir Axis Clarity?
So, do you remember those, like, Listerine breath strips that would just kind of burn the shit out of your mouth, but leave your breath, like, pretty minty fresh?
Yep, I do remember. That is an amazing explanation of what those do, by the way.
They were so spicy for no reason.
No reason.
Imagine that, but, like, almost minion-colored yellow. That is what Elamir Axis Clarity is.
Which sounds really appealing, obviously.
Does it?
No, not at all. So, okay, so obviously it must do something enticing. Like, what does it do?
You know, everything, actually. Pretty much anything you could think of, Elamir fixes. These little magic strips, according to the website, support healthy joints, overall gut health, and just helps create clarity and focus.
Woof. Okay. My eyes cannot roll farther into the back of my head. What's in this amazing, magical Listerine strip?
Apparently only three ingredients, which strikes me as interesting. But the three ingredients are curcumin conjugate, which is basically just turmeric. But according to the Elamir website, it may help in the management of exercise-induced sore muscles.
Okay, great. Cool. I mean, that sounds good.
Next up, we've got NAC conjugate. NAC is, I'm so sorry to any biologist or chemist listening to this, it is N-acetyl L-cysteine. And according to Elamir, it has been shown to promote detoxification and to reduce oxidative stress in the body.
Like, the thing with the turmeric one is it sounds like BS, but we also know what turmeric is, and we're like, okay, we can kind of verify that, but this just seems fake. Like, this seems fake.
Yeah, and the FDA has also recently decided that NAC has been excluded from the dietary supplement definition, which doesn't mean it's banned or illegal, but that its use is currently under review. The FDA's initial review did say that there aren't any safety concerns with respect to the use of NAC, but it doesn't verify any of the claims that are made about NAC. So take this entire thing with a grain of salt.
Yes, case in point. Okay.
And the last ingredient is thiamine. And it is supposed to support in helping calm the mind and enhance your mood to create clarity and focus.
See, my cat is a nut, and I've been giving her calming treats, and they all have thiamine in them, and I'm not about to eat the same things my cat eats.
Is it working?
No, it's also not working.
So basically what we have is some turmeric, an ingredient that's under review by the FDA, and what Allegra gives her cat.
Which doesn't work.
Which, according to Allegra, doesn't work. And that is what is an Elamir. And according to Elamir, will literally cure every ailment you've ever had.
Yeah, which is definitely plausible. And, you know, like, I have a lot of ailments, though, Rachel. So the idea, I have countless ailments. So the idea of this sounds kind of like interesting. So I can see why someone would want to buy it. So how much does it cost? Like, where do you even buy it?
The thing about Elamir is that you can't actually buy it because it's currently sold out. On the website, it says that you can buy a little box of Elamir Axis Clarity for $89, except, again, it's sold out because they're currently in their promotional pre-enrollment phase. I will be clearing my throat and saying things in that tone of voice for the rest of this episode.
As you should. Yeah, what the heck does that mean?
It basically means you can only get the product, you can only get the Elamir strips if you're A, willing to be a seller, and B, have a referral code from a current seller. Yes, I tried to sign up. No, I could not.
So you're not about to sell Elamir to us. But no. Okay, so I guess if someone does get the code, then they get the product to resell?
Theoretically. And according to Elamir, Elamir allows you to be your own boss and provide you with a compensation plan to help you meet your goals. And that is where shit starts getting sus to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredibly sus. It's been sus. Why is now the moment where it's crossing the sus line?
Anytime I hear the "you can be your own boss" line, there's a little bell in my head that starts ringing, and it's just ringing over and over. MLM, pyramid scheme, don't do it.
Yeah, I think those are important bells in your head. I'm glad that you have them. And I hope it's not just you that has those bells that are ringing, because this all does sound really bad.
It does. And fortunately, I'm not the only one. The subreddit r anti-MLM has been all over Elamir, and they have collected some extremely compelling evidence. Are you ready for it to get even more sus? Even more whack, as you might say.
Yeah, we're past sus. We're back into whack.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, hit me with the whackness, please.
Okay, here's some whackness for you. It's a screen recording of an Elamir babe hyping up the company's success. What's funny about the subreddit is that they call people involved in MLMs huns, as in, you know, when someone's trying to get you involved in an MLM, when they're like, "Hey, hun."
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So they have this screen recording of an Elamir hun claiming that the company has made $1 million, even though this hun fully admits that she and other sellers don't have any products yet.
Okay.
Here's this Elamir hun.
"We are in high demand, so we are catching up on supply. And as soon as we catch up on supply and we open it up for, and we can order more, I will definitely 100% offer samples for $25 for 5. But honestly, you can buy a box for $89. It comes in a pack of 30-day supply, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Okay, so, I mean, you might as well do it that, because it saves you money in the long run, and then you have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Customer orders are not available right now. Right now, we are enrolling our brand partners. We're in soft launch, right? We're getting there to the customer orders. So we have literally, we haven't even done customer sales. That $1 million in sales we did yesterday doesn't even include our customers. It's insane."
This woman, I want to be nice, but it's so hard.
It's so hard. I mean, also, she uses the phrase, "if you want a seat on the tree, you should sign up now." And I don't know, but a tree just kind of reminds me of an upside down pyramid.
Wow.
Elamir is so unprepared that according to screenshots of text posted on the anti-MLM subreddit, one group of sellers was encouraged to, and I'm reading straight from this text, "grab a yellow post-it, yellow pepper, anything yellow, make a square, or use one of these photos. And then at 9 p.m. EST, let's flood social with a short curiosity post and pick using the hashtag change the conversation."
What does that mean? That doesn't make me think, oh, I want to try this. This is changing the conversation. This is just you being annoying and having an insurrection upon my social media feed with something stupid. Yeah. Like, you're going full on political terrorist with this scheme.
Where was Elamir on January 6th?
Where were they? That's why all their product is not available. They're all in those hearings.
It's currently under investigation by the federal government. Allegedly, I don't want to be sued. So change the conversation is not the only hashtag Elamir uses. They also use hashtag hit the strip.
Okay, that sounds like a really weird drug thing.
But the thing is, if you search any of these hashtags on a platform like TikTok, you will get some really unhinged posts from sellers who have already bought into the Elamir scam, like this one.
"Hi, y'all. 6 days till launch, till we can take this beautiful sunshine strip and take away all of our worries almost immediately. One more thing. Let's not forget about the beautiful benefits at the cellular level that's going to make our body healthier from the inside out.
I would just like to say that the audio cut in the middle of that is not a production error on our end. That is just what the TikTok sounds like.
This is a woman who would never have been on TikTok if it weren't for an MLM. And that's another problem that MLMs cause.
Yes. So we also have, you know, this TikTok, which really convinced me.
Hey, whack. I think you have something on your tongue. Show it to me. I can't possibly look that fast. You got to keep your mouth open.
Bleh.
Stop. I'm being serious. This could be dangerous.
I hate it. That one was awful to watch.
Fair. And for our listeners at home who can't see this video, I'm unfortunately going to describe it. What's happening in that video is a woman using the Big Eye baby filter. I did have to look to see what filter she was using because the image quality is so deeply uncanny and makes her look like one of the ants. Do you remember that movie Ants?
Of course. And I have never forgotten it. And I was so close to forgetting it. And then I watched this video and now I absolutely never will.
It's terrible. Crazy. It's terrible, along with this video. So this ant's baby woman is sticking out her tongue and showing what appears to be an Elamere strip, though given the text we've seen of people faking Elamere strips, it might be anything. And the on-screen caption reads, "When anyone asks me to share my strips." So these are the brilliant marketing geniuses who are trying to sell you Elamere.
So far, excellent job. Really doing amazing work.
I've never been more convinced in my life that this is going to fix all my ailments.
Yeah. I mean, that hashtag is deep, too. Like, there's a lot of stuff.
And interestingly, also in this hashtag, you'll find videos from anti-MLM advocates like Roberta Blevins. And if that name sounds familiar to you, you spend a lot of time in anti-MLM world because she was one of the key interviewees in the Lularidge documentary that came out last year. And ever since then, she has been all on the MLM train, as in going in the opposite direction of the MLM train, stopping the MLM train head on. Here's a video from Roberta on the doublespeak that Elamere encourages and is actually very typical of MLMs.
We don't say pain anymore. Please use aches, discomfort, or hurt. Migraines, we're going to blame that on auras or call it debilitating head throbbing. Seizures, those are just neurological episodes. Anxiety, no, those are just racing thoughts and panic. Depression, don't be silly, that's just deep sadness.
I want to refer to my depression as deep sadness forever. Like, that's the clinical diagnosis. And my headaches are auras.
The thing is, I don't think there's really any doubt at this point that Elamere is an MLM and possibly a scam, allegedly. But if there was, on their website, they say that they're, quote, a brand within the Lacour Enterprises ecosystem. And you might be asking, what is Lacour Enterprises?
I'm certainly asking, what is that?
Well, according to Lacour's website, Lacour, TM, Logistics, has served the direct selling and multi-level marketing industries for over a decade. Case closed, gavel bang, law and order sound, dun-dun! It's clear that Elamere is probably one of the most obvious MLMs scams that we've seen in a while, which is kind of what makes it so fascinating to me. I feel like over the past few years, we've been inundated with scam content. We mentioned Lularidge. There's the podcast, The Dream. There's the Unwell docuseries on Netflix. There's literally anything you could possibly want about a scam. And yet, here we are in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2022, and it's still working. The MLM marketing tactics, which have been note for note the same for decades, are still working.
Yeah, it's very galling. It's very upsetting. And I'm glad that after the break, we're going to talk more about this and why we think that is, that they're still working, and how MLMs, especially in their beginning phases when they're just starting out, can end up feeling like a cult.
More on that after a break.
Tired of
not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back to talk about cults, MLMs, the thin line between them. Was that a rhyme? Maybe. Oh. Anyway, before the break, we mentioned Roberta Blevins, who's an anti-MLM advocate, and she actually has a great video from June of last year about the similarity between cults and MLMs.
What is something people are not ready to hear?
That multi-level marketing companies are legal pyramid schemes fixed and colluded by the government. Yes. All of them. Yes, even yours. Yes, I know your friend got a car, but hers is a scam too. Mm-hmm. I know your sister-in-law makes $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. She's making it off the backs of everybody else that's been scammed. I'm sure they're lovely people, but that's what cults do to you too. Because MLMs are also cults. I'm not the only one who's proved this countless times, but I am one of them.
Wow. The first time I watched that and heard her talk, I was like, this is a little dramatic. But the more I think about it and the more I learn about Elomir and just put it into context of MLMs, I'm like, no, actually, this is perfectly appropriate for what we're dealing with here. This is a cult.
It really is. I mean, the enthusiasm around a brand like this is kind of unreal. And Roberta's right. She's not the only person who has said this. There's a TikTok from @TheJennyWild from September of last year. And I would like to say the screaming you hear at the beginning isn't for like Elamir, LuLaRoe, or Harry Styles, which would make more sense. It's for the rollout of a new shampoo from Monat, which is yet another MLM.
This is how I had described it before, like a game show. This isn't sales. You're not a salesperson. You're not a social seller or an affiliate marketer or however else you try and recruit new people to your business with whatever nomenclature. You're in a cult-like organization. Women were weeping at the announcement of a new shampoo collection. Why are you crying? This is cult-like because your whole monade or whatever MLM has sat you down at convention and told you your worth and your entire lifestyle is connected to us, to what happens on stage here, to your teammates, to your downlines, to who you can bring in to this opportunity. Your worth is determined by us, your interests, what you will get hype over. Really think about it.
So at the beginning, when everyone is screaming, what you see on screen is, again, not Harry Styles, which is truly the only person I could think of causing, or Beyonce, causing this kind of reaction. It is what looks like Madison Square Garden or some similar arena where there are the giant jumbotrons up in the middle. And on the screen is, I cannot emphasize more, not Beyonce, but an announcement for a new shampoo.
I'm like, I scream over that, but at the store from a brand that I trust and is not scamming.
Yes, yes. And yeah. It's not multi-level marketing.
I mean, this definitely reminds me of something that I found striking in the LuLaRoe documentary, where they did talk about, like, they would have people go on these, you know, cruises, and it would be this really exciting thing, and they would have them all get, like, hyped up to see interesting speakers or, like,
mid-level celebrities, and like that would get them excited and riled up, and then that would increase their devotion to the product. But with this, it's literally like there isn't a celebrity or a speaker or anyone. It is just the product. And that's like next level nuts.
And it really does get to how invested these companies get their selling base into their product. And according to an interview on Bustle with Rick Storkin, who's an Arizona attorney who studies the legality of like alternative religions and MLMs, he says MLMs are extremely similar to cults. They recruit participants through the use of false and misleading information. Moreover, they psychologically manipulate their distributors through thought control. Thought control is one of those things that sounds fake but actually isn't. And it's, I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a Batman villain. Thought control. But it's real.
Yeah, it's like the only fake term we've talked about today that actually has some credence to it.
I just feel like psychology should come up with better terms so that it doesn't sound like, again, a Batman villain is being like, I will take over Metropolis with thought control.
Batman's from Gotham.
Okay, anyway, so what form does this thought control take? You hear a lot of ex-MLMers, ex-Huns, if you will, who talk about ex-Huns. How they're basically encouraged to tie everything positive in their life back to the company that they're selling for. They're consistently plied with misinformation and encouraged to like disseminate it themselves. Think about like the doublespeak Roberta pointed out, the fake yellow squares from Reddit. And they traffic in that good old American staple, the prosperity gospel, which is if you give everything up to us, all your energy, the contact information of your family and friends, all your money, you'll be healthy and wealthy. And what more could you want? That sounds like a cult to me.
Yes, absolutely. And especially when you think about the people that are participating in these conversations, like not just the people who are kind of listening to the shows and watching the documentaries and being on Reddit and listening to podcasts like this. Also, the people who are actually involved with the MLMs. For the most part, it's women. And for the most part, mm-hmm. it's especially vulnerable groups within that larger subset. I mean, in the case of Elamir, right? Like, it's explicitly targeting mothers. Like, these Elamir influencers, they say this little minion strip, which I like calling it because it has a double meaning there, like minion strip, which feels appropriate. These influencers say it'll cure your mom brain. Like, they actually use that kind of terminology. That is a very specific group. And we watch these videos, and a lot of these people we assume to be or we know are mothers. And mm-hmm. they're definitely not the only MLM to do that. LuLaRoe, obviously, was a huge one with leggings, is like the uniform du jour for a stay-at-home mom, you know, like speaking from experience, right? And like moms, especially stay-at-home moms, are the people that have really large networks to sell to mm-hmm. because moms know a large amount of other moms.
They do.
And also when the pandemic happened, you know, estimates showed there were like nearly 2 million American women that dropped out of the workforce because they had to provide childcare. Combined with inflation being god awful and an astronomical number that I don't even look up anymore, right? Like, we're just in the eye of a perfect economic storm for a bunch of women, particularly, to be sucked into MLMs right now at this moment.
And it's easy to look, I think, at something like Elamir, which is so patently ridiculous. So clearly somebody is buying into it. And kind of debunk it. Like, one of the founders was, according to Reddit, involved in a crypto scheme. Like, there's just so much information about why this is not something to invest your time in. But that doesn't mean that the next one won't be smarter. And the thing is, we don't even have to wait for the next one. There are plenty of MLMs that have gone the long run, have had staying power. Mary Kay, doTERRA, Herbalife, Beauty Counter, to name a few. And I feel like the kind of ubiquity of information about scams like MLMs, people feel like that's somehow protective. Like, knowing that, according to AARP, that like 73% of people who participate in MLMs lose money or make no money, knowing that doesn't actually seem to help people who are involved in MLMs. And I think there's this thought process that by consuming this surplus of content about scams or MLMs or true crime, that we're somehow inuring ourselves to being taken in. And it's just clearly not true. Like, someone out there has bought Elamere. They have apparently made $1 million in sales in one day.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you and I have been scammed, like, even on the smaller level. Like, it happens on these larger scales and small scales because, like, being armed with knowledge makes you feel protected and stronger. But also, we're human beings. We're guided by emotion. We're let down by logic. Like,
I'm an emotional bitch. What can I say?
Exactly. Like, you know, it can be a Tuesday and I'm feeling deep sadness. And I just want to buy some nice makeup that I don't need. So, Hey, my friend selling Mary Kay, she posted on Instagram. That doesn't sound so bad right now. She's right there. Like, maybe I should hit her up. You can't plan for that sort of thing.
You can't. And I mean, it doesn't even need to be an MLM. The pink sauce that just took over the entire internet is clearly a scam that's giving people botulism, possibly, allegedly. And yet, here we are. I feel like the only real sustainable change has to be structural. It can't be individual. It can't be just consuming hours after hours of scam content and hoping that that saves you from getting taken into an MLM, which I honestly feel comfortable saying should probably be illegal. I don't exactly know why MLMs aren't, given how predatory they are. Actually, I do know, it's because the government doesn't care. But I'm not saying, I think there's this like feeling in the anti-MLM community, especially on Reddit, that you should feel no sympathy for people involved in them. And you shouldn't, for people who know they're peddling an obvious scam. That is true. But that doesn't mean we should let the structure that creates the scam continue to exist, let alone be legally condoned.
We're laughing because otherwise we'd cry.
Maybe the cure for MLMs isn't, you know, a snarky subreddit, and it's definitely not the government because they're not doing anything. The cure is this episode. Share it. Hashtag change the conversation.
We love a callback.
All right, that is the show. I will be back in your feed on Saturday, so please subscribe. It is the best way to never miss an episode, to never miss a scam being debunked, to never miss a little yellow strip. Please leave a rating and review in Apple or Spotify. Tell your friends about us. Tell your huns about us. You can follow us on Twitter at @icymi_pod, which is also where you can DM us your questions like, what is hitting the strip? You can also always ask us what hitting the strip means at icymi@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader and Rachel Hampton. Special shout out to Kevin Bendis for his help producing this episode. Daisy Rosario is our senior supervising producer, and Alicia Montgomery is Slate's VP of audio. See you online.
Or hitting the strip.
We love hitting the strip in this house. We're strip hitters.
Not strip hitters.
We're freaking strip hitters over here.